Fast food has proven to be a revolutionary force in American life. I am interested in it both as a commodity and as a metaphor. What people eat, or don't eat, has always been determined by a complex interplay of social, economic, and technological forces. The early Roman Republic was fed by its citizen farmers, the Roman Empire by its slaves. A nation's diet can be more revealing than its art or literature. On any given day in the United States, about one quarter of the adult population visits a fast food restaurant. During a relatively brief period of time, the fast food industry has helped to transform not only the American diet, but also our landscape, economy, workforce, and popular culture. Fast food and its consequences have become inescapable, regardless of whether you eat it twice a day, try to avoid it, or have never taken a single bite. The extraordinary growth of the fast food industry has been driven by fundamental changes in American society. Adjusted for inflation, the hourly wage of the average U.S. worker peaked in 1973 and then steadily declined for the next 25 years. During that period, women entered the workforce in record numbers, often motivated less by a feminist perspective than by a need to pay the bills. In 1975, about one-third of American mothers with young children worked outside the home. Today, almost two-thirds of such mothers are employed. As the sociologists Cameron Lynn McDonald and Carmen Siriani have noted, the entry of so many women into the workforce has greatly increased demand for the types of services that housewives traditionally perform: cooking, cleaning, and child care. A generation ago, three-quarters of the money used to buy food in the United States was spent to prepare meals at home. Today, about half of the money used to buy food is spent at restaurants, mainly at fast food restaurants. The McDonald's Corporation has become a powerful symbol of America's service economy, which is now responsible for 90% of the country's new jobs. In 1968, McDonald's operated about 1,000 restaurants. Today, it has about 28,000 restaurants worldwide and opens almost 2,000 new ones each year. An estimated one out of every eight workers in the United States has at some point been employed by McDonald's. The company annually hires about 1 million people, more than any other American organization, public or private. McDonald's is the nation's largest purchaser of beef, pork, and potatoes, and the second largest purchaser of chicken. The McDonald's Corporation is the largest owner of retail property in the world. Indeed, the company earns the majority of its profits not from selling food, but from collecting rent. McDonald's spends more money on advertising and marketing than any other brand. As a result, it has replaced Coca-Cola as the world's most famous brand. McDonald's operates more playgrounds than any other private entity in the United States. It is one of the nation's largest distributors of toys. A survey of American schoolchildren found that 96% could identify Ronald McDonald. The only fictional character with a higher degree of recognition was Santa Claus. The impact of McDonald's on the way we live today is hard to overstate. The Golden Arches are now more widely recognized than the Christian cross. In the early 1970s, the farm activist Jim Hightower warned of the McDonaldization of America. He viewed the emerging fast food industry as a threat to independent businesses, as a step toward a food economy dominated by giant corporations, and as a homogenizing influence on American life. In Eat Your Heart Out, 1975, he argued that bigger is not better. Much of what Hightower feared has come to pass. The centralized purchasing decisions of the large restaurant chains and their demand for standardized products have given a handful of corporations an unprecedented degree of power over the nation's food supply. Moreover, the tremendous success of the fast food industry has encouraged other industries to adopt similar business methods. The basic thinking behind fast food has become the operating system of today's retail economy, wiping out small businesses, obliterating regional differences, and spreading identical stores throughout the country like a self-replicating code. America's main streets and malls now boast the same Pizza Huts and Taco Bells, Gaps, and Banana Republics. Almost every facet of American life has now been franchised or chained. From the maternity ward at a Columbia HCA hospital to an embalming room owned by Service Corporation International, the world's largest provider of death care services based in Houston, Texas, which today handles the final remains of one out of every 9 Americans, a person can now go from the cradle to the grave without spending a nickel at an independently owned business. The key to a successful franchise, according to many texts on the subject, can be expressed in one word: uniformity. Franchises and chain stores strive to offer exactly the same product or service at numerous locations. Customers are drawn to familiar brands by an instinct to avoid the unknown. A brand offers a feeling of reassurance when its products are always and everywhere the same. We have found out that we cannot trust some people who are nonconformists, declared Ray Kroc, one of the founders of McDonald's, angered by some of his franchisees. We will make conformists out of them in a hurry. The organization cannot trust the individual. The individual must trust the organization.